Today is Tuesday, December the 4th, 2018, and this is Life Words, Day by Day. The nation of Israel lived in pretty dire circumstances and darkness in the 8th century during the time of a prophet named Isaiah. Their security was taken away. They had a sense of confusion. People were turning away from God. In their minds, they weren't altogether rejecting Him, just simply not following Him. And kings of the land were oppressive. The rich were cruel and heartless. Widows and orphans and the poor had nowhere to turn for relief. The nation of Assyria, the dominant world power of the time, was marching into the northern kingdom of Israel and carrying fathers and mothers and children by the droves into slavery. The southern kingdom had a ruler who was being advised by God Himself to take certain actions, yet that king, Ahaz, refused to do so because of his pride. So the Israelite nation experienced spiritual decay, family stress, national compromise, political corruption. It was a time of darkness, deep darkness. The Jewish people had sown unbelief, and they were reaping the whirlwind of it. This is what Isaiah saw when he looked over the landscape of his day. Yet on this dark and gloomy canvas, God paints for His people a radiant picture of the coming salvation in His Son. He gives them a hope. He gives them a place to put their faith. He gives them a person of security. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. The mercy of God, under no obligation, was extended to them in not giving them what they deserved. And the grace of God, under no obligation, flooded forth like a beaming light in the night sky with the gift of salvation found in the promise of this Son. Do you think the people were eager for the Son to come? Not all of them were, but all of us should be eager for the Son to return, and we should be making preparation for the Son's return. How many of you right now are making preparations for a son or a daughter coming home from college? How many of you are making preparations for a big family get-together for Christmas? Even more so, should we be making preparations for God's Son to return and take us home? As you celebrate Christmas and you tell your children and your grandchildren the story of God's Son coming to the earth to be born in a manger, don't forget to tell them that that same Son died on a cross to redeem people from their sin. And then don't forget to tell them that that same Son is returning to gather up all of His brothers and sisters to take them home to a place that He has prepared for them. From the LifeWord team worldwide, broadcasting in 43 languages to 121 countries, and to an audience of 2 billion people, we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.